encoding.
Okay, yay. I should tell Carlito to set his at like 20 seconds or 30.
I think he's on right now, actually.
Oh, crap. I don't want to be on. I need to go, like...
Stand still like a statue, snowflake tattoo, fast food, Pabst Blue, can grow tattoo. I rap dude, got the cashews to back it up. Slim pickings, been spitting like I'm Daffy Duck. Call me old fashioned, gon' get my craft on. I'm half gone, trying to write a rap song. Got a good buzz and I'm hoping that it lasts long. Picturing your sister strap on and with your fat mom. Daggone, I done did it again, kid. Offensive, aw shit, look what my pen did. I write rhymes that'll strain your brain and that'll move crowds like a bus playing a train, dang. Wells Maine's this fly, baby, why? Cause I've been live since I arrived in 85. Not a lady's guy, girl, I'm not a heartthrob. And even though they call the given brain, it ain't a smart job.
What's happening? It's Mark Curto from WCYY. Rocking it on the mixtape. Spose, Cam Groves, back at it. Smoking it all again. You can't smoke any, because they smoked it all. It's gone. Fucking Cam Groves and
stuff. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm gonna keep the headphones up.
I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low. Even though that went out of style like 10 years ago. I got the swagger of a cripple. I got little biceps getting fatter in the middle. And lyrically, I'm not the best. Physically, the opposite of Randy Moss. And yet, so preposterous. Feel the awesomeness. The most obnoxious guest up at the Sausage Fest. Oh, yes. The girls are repulsed, so I hide in my hood like I'm joining a cult. I'm as nervous as my cattle, Dirty Curtis. All my writtens are bitten and all my verses are purchased. Me, I'll never date an actress. Got too many back zits. Plus, my whole home aroma is cat piss. Every show I do is poorly promoted. And if you like this, it's cause my little sister wrote it. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
The swagger of a cripple. The swagger of a cripple.
But check it out, I'm from Maine and I don't hunt. Nope, and I can't ski. Smoke weed, but I can't roll blunts. Find me whipped by my wifey, my neck not icy. Eating at McDonald's because Subway's pricey. And my unibrow's plucked. Just ask my mom if I could borrow $10. She's like, for what? Blunt wraps and some Heinekens, you skinny prick. I'll get a gym membership and vitamins. I'm like, Mom, please, don't blame it on me. I got my bad habits from you, Dad, and Aunt Steve. My attitude's sour, yeah, but my futon's sweet. And the hair on my ass, it is Jumanji. Suit untailored, ringtone Taylor Swift. Can't tweet up on my Twitter, cause I haven't done shit. Bank account red, body ungroomed. Only thing good about me is I'm off stage soon. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude, don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome. Suit untailored ringtone tip. Furthermore, I'm cornier than ethanol, cheesier than provolone. I spent ages 8 to 10 living in a motorhome with an ego the size of Tim Duncan. Even though I got shit for brains like a Blumpkin. I'm 24 serving lobster rolls because I spent a decade filling Optimos. And I'm not even the bomb in Maine. On my game, I'm only about as sexy as John McCain. Now put your hands up if you have nightmares. If you wouldn't man up if there was a fight here. If you got dandruff, if you drink light beer. I'm out of breath. But I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl.
I'm awesome.
There's no voicemail, nobody calls.
I'm awesome.
I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
Hey there, guys.
It's Laugh Track Matt.
My connection will be better in a sec.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm still trying to get in the fucking chat thing.
It's okay. Well, for once, he's not drunk. We have here. One listener right now.
Here goes. First beer.
The first beer of the evening for our one listener.
Yeah. Hey, one listener, you should call in. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, our number is 484-240-4050. It might actually be Brad that's listening. He might be the one listener.
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to play another song, and then we'll be back.
I was born in the burbs, still absurd, verse type like a nerd, Microsoft Word, got that fresh shit, kinda like a soft turd, yeah, I'm pissed drunk, flipping off and off, sir, as soon as the blues flipping, I'm tripping like cough syrup, so I keep my back straight like good posture, even though I'm high, eyes redder than lobsters, girls going down under like they drinking Fosters, ask me why I did it, I tell you I'm not sure, I'm just an imposter, with highly distraught nerves, higher than a motherfucking flying saucer, and I roll deep, chief, you can beat my roster. The only time I ever used a gun, I shot birds, and I guess growing up in the hood is a lot worse, not stopping me from dropping a hot verse, Cam can't dance still, y'all, you got served. I try to keep it all in perspective, and right now, collecting respect is my objective. When life gets hectic, just take a walk around, and remember that there's no one there to knock you down. You can find me back roading, whipping like I'm Catwoman, with the Christmas system, got the speakers in the back booming. I never act stupid, even though I dumb it out, and no matter what you do, someone's gonna run their mouth.
Man, I come from the land of the ice and snow, we got frigid long Decembers with salted roads. We might relax on a blunt and take it nice and slow, because any minute now life could go up in smoke, man. Those who've heard him spit say, oh Christ, he's dope, yet he's only got trees when the price is low. So disassemble your brakes, twice that broke, man. I'm neutron short of an isotope. Yeah, I'm the type of motherfucker who might spike his own coke in yesterday's t-shirt, yelling tomorrow blows, cause they'll still be like, who the fuck is Spose? Except white trash rolling with recycled hope. You know I'm not just another fake griping oaf, just hoping he can avoid going from type to joke with single digit temperatures and frostbit toes. I'm lyrical cold in spring, I got the nicest flow, and I try to keep it all in perspective, cause right now collecting respect is my objective. When life gets hectic, just take a walk around, and remember that there's no one who can knock you down. You can find me back roading, whipping like a Catwoman, with the Christmas system, got the speakers in the back booming. Even though I act stupid, I like to dumb it out. Spizzy Spose, Cam Groves, go on, run your mouth.
I got them rhymes that'll make the fans listen. All Cam's missing is Spose's ambition. I wrote Stand Still because I can't stand sitting. Devised a plan, mission, made the transition. Can't take the heat, get out of the damn kitchen, cause you haters grind my gears like a jam transmission. Damn, Cam's wishing for a cut like a band-aid, because I got a fan base the size of an ant's face, smoking on that landscape, looking for a good word. Just another white rapper crawling out the woodwork. You'd think I would learn the trouble that I'm facing, but I could give two fucks like double penetration. Fuck, my pen is racing, listening to music, watching TV while it's muted. Who's this? Cam Groves, I'm the new kid, keep it true, from my blue fitted all the way to where my shoes is.
Yo, what up? This is Jay Karen of the Educated Advocate. You're checking out my man Spose on the We Smoked It All mixtape. Damn, man, I hope that's not true. I hope you didn't smoke it all, man, because I got nothing to smoke. Shit. Anyway, well, represent.
Good countdown to some shit.
All right, we're back. I was still playing what I was listening to on Cacti Radio from when I checked to see if I sounded okay. Just to let you guys know, the broadcasting program that I use does not pick up my mic very well. So at some point, it might get really quiet like it did last week. And that's exactly what happened last week. It got quiet. And that's why I sound much lower than Matt. But I'm working on it.
You're not a big, fat, drunk guy either.
Well, you can hear me fine, Matt. But for some reason, it's lower through the broadcasting program I'm using. And I really don't understand it. But that's okay. Well.
That's the whole girls and computers thing. It just doesn't go together. That was almost like Marge's little noise.
Matt's starting to get drunk now.
I'm only halfway through.
When I talked to you 6 minutes ago, you were completely sober.
I just get excited when I get the taste in my mouth. it was a little unnerving, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird. I'm like, why is Matt sober? Well, we got Laugh Track Matt here, and we're doing a special Saturday edition of The Fun Show.
By the way, worst name ever, but it's awesome.
No, it's awesome.
Like it. It sounds like a little girl with a camcorder and some puppets.
That sounds like something right up your alley.
I'll go right up her alley with the puppet.
Okay, so,
on that note,
are you currently on a sex offender list?
No, I didn't register. I'm not stupid. I want to be able to live somewhere.
Okay, just checking. Sometimes your comments are a little,
it's all in good fun.
I need the two listeners listening right now to tell two more people, and I need those two people to tell two more people.
Call in on Skype.
Call them on Skype and ask them to listen.
They should call in.
Yeah. You have it. The phone number is 484-240-4050. So please call in, because my mic sucks, and that's the only way you'll be able to hear me.
And you get to shout obscenities and have them broadcast.
Yeah, actually, what I would like to do is have people that think I suck to call in and argue with me about how much I suck. I think that'd be pretty awesome. I get a lot of those comments on YouTube. Like this one guy wrote, "Stop telling bad jokes on the phone show."
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, once you found your YouTube page and talk shit?
Yeah, he went on my YouTube page and told me to stop telling bad jokes on the phone show.
What a stroke. They told me that that I'm super funny and I should take over the phone show. my YouTube page, seriously. Well, I wonder if it's the same guy.
I've gotten those types of comments, too, not on YouTube, but they're like, "Brad sucks, please take over the show." And then when I did the first show on Tuesday, when I took over for Brad, Tombstone put in the Skype chat, "Brad, please take over, this sucks."
That just, you broke the stream, didn't you? That one time. First attempt.
Brad had to, like, turn out all the electricity at Cacti Radio. He was just like, "I'm just gonna shut this down."
Yeah.
He's like, "This is ridiculous." He went to the circuit breaker and just cut it all down.
Yeah, that's a lot of sparks I've seen happen.
Alright, so let's get this party started with our two. Oh, we have four listeners now.
See? They're doing it. They're spreading the word about the fun from the fun show. They're expecting a little Broad and the Puppets pop up anytime soon.
RBCP kept calling it the Fun Bag Show.
Nice. Yeah, that works.
Let's see if we can call. I'm going to steal an idea from RBCP.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to start calling people that are renting out rooms and tell them we're their new roommates.
Yeah. We're on the way.
Do you remember when we did that?
Vaguely. Everything's kind of hazy to me. But yeah, I remember.
I don't know if we actually did that on the phone show.
Or just us being fucking idiots one night.
Yeah, I think it was just us being idiots one night.
That's when the real fun happens.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know the real fun is never ever recorded.
No,
ever.
Well, you don't want evidence sitting around.
Right.
Ugh, that'd be bad.
Well, here's one. It's San Rafael, California.
Okay.
And the rent is $1,400 per month. No cigarette smokers or pets.
Okay.
Not negotiable.
So,
and the homeowner would know if you do smoke or have pets.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
It says that you can't have them, but if you do, open the window?
No. It says no cigarette smokers or pets, not negotiable, and homeowner would know if you do smoke
or
have pets.
Well, how about if we tell them that it's cool because we only smoke cigars and blunts? We don't smoke any cigarettes.
Let's just start it out slowly and then be like, oh, if we do smoke, we'll open the window.
Yeah. Well, I only smoke cigars, so everything will be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm calling him right now.
I bet he's going to be a total jerk. This is not negotiable. It's right here in print.
I love stealing Brad's ideas. They're awesome.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Hey, this is the homeowner.
Your call has been put into an automated voice messaging system.
We'll leave a message.
Elisa
is not available. At the tone,
like
please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4
we'll be there.
Now.
We'll be there Monday.
Leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Elisa. This is Stacy, and this is my home bro.
Matt.
And we're just calling about the apartment or house.
It's
a house. A spacious upstairs unit of house.
So that sounds grand. We'll be there Monday.
Yeah, we're gonna come by on Monday.
Our stuff. Do we need to like lay down masonite to bring all our shit in, or I don't know? And it's cool about the cigarette smokes because I only smoke cigars. So hey, roomie, we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, we pretty much only smoke cigars, and we always open the window.
Yeah.
I have a bird, but the bird shits outside, so that shouldn't be a problem.
No, I don't think it's a pet. It's more of a fucking member of the family, if you ask me. The thing's going to outlive us, ain't it, baby?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, pets are things that you're able to flush.
Right. All right, bye. Okay. She's probably going to be like, what the...
She's gonna call up work Monday to stare out the window angrily and wait for every moving truck that goes by. She's gonna freak out.
Well, we didn't say we were moving in on Monday, just we were gonna come by.
No, I said, do we need to put down masonite on the floor to bring all our shit in?
Oh. Because
that protects the floor.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, let me, I'm just gonna
do a little dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanos.
Yeah.
Hey, don't start your video. It's going to look shitty. I mean, it's going to sound shitty. We're on the air.
I did that by accident, yo.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see your face.
How do I stop that?
There.
Are you listening, Thanos? Hello?
Yeah, that's the end of that chapter. he was like, if you don't want to see my cock, I am out of here.
Dios, are you there?
Give me one second. Can you hear me?
Oh my God,
yeah.
I can hear you.
You scream louder.
What is he doing?
He's
listening
out
to us on Cacti Radio while he's on Cacti Radio. He's trying to listen to himself.
Like, hey, I'm a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Everybody
kind of.
Look at me.
Do you have any phone numbers for us, Diaz? Do you have, like, an ex-girlfriend we can call?
Hold on a sec. I got a new laptop, and all of my, like, .docked and shit are on my other laptop.
Wait, did you say .docs?
Yeah.
Why not .txt?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound as cool dropping the texts. It sounds cooler dropping the docs.
I thought you were hardcore, Diaz.
Well, you were greatly mistaken.
Oh, that's disappointing. I only use text files for my phone numbers and stuff. So
I imagine you have like a little Lisa Frank notebook that you draw all the numbers in, and you do little hearts on the margins. And you're like notes for fun show.
Yeah, I have my show notes right here. It says, make sure Matt's drunk.
Oh, I'm working on it. I gotta get more.
I forgot the fucking password for my old laptop. What the hell?
Oh, no. Aren't you, like, supposed to be some sort of computer hacker dude?
I gotta get more beers.
Oh, my God. The stream is broken. Again. Oh,
no
Brad
way.
Says, just kidding. What a jerk. He's always trying to screw up my show. Because he knows, like, eventually it's going to be competition for him. Whoa. Is that you?
Me what?
Is that my phone interfering?
It's a password for my old laptop.
That's somebody interfering.
Oh, okay. Bye. Oh, apparently it's the same password that it's always been.
Oh, wow. Did you have to call your mom and ask her?
No, I had to phone the person who was using it last and ask them, and they're like, I didn't change it. And I was like, so what was the password that you used? And they were like, the password that you have on your current laptop, too. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Hmm. Yay, let's call someone.
I got two more beers, Rox.
Okay, good. So you'll be super drunk.
No, Jesus. I drink like fucking 20 a day.
Oh.
What are you drinking? I'm drinking some Pilsner.
I'm cans of PBR.
Oh, this is Matt Gore. He's part of PP4L. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you'd like his number, I'll definitely give you his number.
Oh no, he's part of the penis pump people.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Hey, anybody that wants to talk to them, you go to Pound Penis Pump. See what happens.
Isn't it like Pound PP4L?
Or you can do Pound Penis Pump.
Oh, yeah. Pound Penis Pump.
Do it right now while you're on the air. Are you doing it?
Are you doing it?
Are you me? Pumping?
Is it in yet? Yeah, like, I can't feel it.
I think it like O-lines you. Or no, I think it like G-lines you from the server for like 72 hours or something like that. Because it considers it a juped channel.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, shit. Did I just... Oh, sorry, man.
Can you send me the number in Skype?
See, this new fancy Skype is just... completely beyond my Canadian mind.
If you just move the thing around, you'll get a little toolbar on it, and then you just go to the speech balloon.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
There's a little bubble balloon.
I see now.
Yeah, you click on that.
It's the second icon.
Dios learns how to use Skype on the fun show.
Like, every single time, I swear, I'm always like, how the hell does this this thing work?
I do that too, but it would be cool if Skype would be consistent. But
I like the new one. It looks like Tron-like.
It's not too consistent though, so it's always, you know, like sometimes I can do stuff, sometimes I can't. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
And try using it while you're high. I wouldn't know. I'm just saying.
I haven't had a lot of money lately.
We're gonna call this P-Powler.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Oh, Jesus.
He's probably gonna get my life home. This is totally gay.
I love when people play that stupid ring.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, why did you call me?
Excuse me?
Why did you call me?
Who is this?
This is Stacy.
Stacy who?
Why would I give you my last name when I don't even know who the fuck you are?
Yeah, I'm gonna go now.
No, don't.
Wow, that was grand.
That didn't work. No, don't.
You should just say a name. You give a shit. Stace.
I just want to be difficult. Hello?
Don't call me back, please. You don't know.
I will.
I don't know who the fuck you are. Don't call me back.
I know who you are. You called me.
No, I didn't. Bye.
Hey, my brother Denny's on the phone. Damn it. I'll call him back.
See, that's what's fun.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Somebody else call.
No. You.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Stacy.
It's Candace.
That was good.
My name's Candace. Candace Lee Open.
A true P-Pal.
The Google Voice
answer.
Subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a
Oh, what a jerk.
Oh, that's... Yeah, hold it.
Who would be so bad at fraud calling?
He's not as hardcore as I thought he would be.
Oh, he's freaked out many times. He's usually pretty fun to call, but maybe he's like hungover or something.
Maybe it was the fact that I didn't really call to be nice.
Oh.
Like, that sounded almost like the Skype noise when it starts up.
Yeah. Yeah, I get like a whoosh.
That was pretty good, Diaz. So, Diaz, do you want me to call something and then you can do the call?
Sure. Surprise me. Give me a little bit of background, though. I need to know what we're trying to do here. If there's any, like, give me a task. What do we want to do?
Well, this is a UC Berkeley student who's planning to go to LA on Thursday, January 27th. To see her family for the weekend. And she wants to know if anybody can give her a ride.
Give her a ride?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, it's got...
From where? From where to where are we going to?
From L.A. to... No, from San Francisco to L.A.
Yeah.
San Francisco to L.A., hey? So
she's gonna get chafed riding her that long.
You and Matt should call up and be, like, totally creepy about it.
Yes, I'll give you a ride.
Start out normal, and then be just totally creepy.
It's when, like, multiple people call to know it's bullshit. That's got joke written all over it.
Are you up for it?
I got no problem. I'll do it.
Okay.
I found a about.com article all about driving routes from Los Angeles to San Francisco. I want to know the exact path that we're taking. Is it the US 101 or are we taking the I-5? How about the CA one? Like, the I-5
well,
is probably going
to
be the fastest possible
way. She'll let you choose, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cause she's the
You're
one
the driver.
Ride.
Well, you should still ask her and, like, overwhelm her.
Yeah, with all your knowledge.
All right, I'm gonna add her to conference, and I'll be quiet. She probably won't answer. Nobody ever does.
Yeah, people don't answer their phone much nowadays.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey, my name's Lee Oben. How's it going?
Leo, Ben, it's going great. How is everything with you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Who am I speaking with, by the way? Like, what's your name, if you don't mind?
Desai is my name.
Sweet. So I heard that somebody's looking for a ride to, like, I don't know, somewhere, to, like, L.A. or something.
Yes, I'm looking for a ride to L.A.
You're looking for a ride to L.A., hey? Are we taking which route? We can take the 101 or the I-5?
Whichever one works for you. I'm a UC Berkeley student, so I would be leaving from the Berkeley area, but
you want to go see the coast?
I can take the BART and meet you anywhere.
Oh, you want to go see the coast or what?
It doesn't matter to me. Whatever is the most appropriate for you. Ultimately, my goal is to make it to LA.
Oh yeah, yeah. Are you gonna pay for the hotel room or what there?
Hotel room in LA?
Yeah, just the hotel room for like when we stop halfway, you know, get refreshed and take a little bit of time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a problem with paying for any hotel room. If there's an expense that's needed, I'll cover it. Not a problem.
Oh, are we gonna get like a one room or how's that gonna work out? Because like I'm not really, I've never done the trip before, so I'm just, you know, looking for somebody to like take my hand and, you know, show me the way. If you're following what I'm saying here,
right? No, I do know what you're saying. I think we can be able to pull it off in one trip.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. What if we, you know, just decided that we would like to, you know, you get.
Then I can definitely accommodate for that. There shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Hey, do you mind if I bring a friend, by the way?
I don't mind.
Do you mind if he spends like some time with us too? You know, strictly hypothetically speaking, say like halfway, you know, we've had a couple drinks and we're having a good time, you know, laughing and stuff like that. You think all three of us can share?
No, it shouldn't be a problem, but do this. Text me, because I just have to get to some stuff on my computer real quick. I have a deadline that I need to do. But to answer your question, there shouldn't be any problems. If we need to take the coast over the 5, or we need to stop somewhere and get a room, none of that stuff matters. I'm sure we can figure it all out.
So you're just all for that? I mean, you're like completely down?
Completely. Just text message me, though.
All right. I'll talk to you later, man. Right.
You got it. Bye.
I don't think he really got what you were saying.
Well, I was just wondering if he was totally awesome. Down for like a little bit of. You know.
Well, I would drink, dude. It's like a fucking 2-hour drive, isn't it?
I know.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was expecting it to. The article that I brought up said that it was like a long trip, man. It says like
no.
It could be a long trip.
2 hours, like, dude.
Yeah.
And you're asking him about a room like halfway.
Dude, and he's like, fuck it, I'll pay for it. Just get me to LA, dude.
I can only imagine how awkward that would be. Like, hey, it's been an hour. Let's go to a motel and, you know.
Have some drinks and a refresh. Dude, that was great. I had to fucking mute my mic.
I had to mute my mic, too.
It really is becoming a fun show. That was great.
You wanna call him back and ask about condoms?
No.
Just call him back and be like, one more question.
He's
dude.
Doing schoolwork.
What kind of condoms?
I wonder what carrier he uses, because I can send SMSs to pretty much anybody. Send them somewhere, just be like, oh yeah, man, here, like, meet me here at this particular point in time. We have to see if we can find a place that is like a webcam that's live or something, or watch it at that time and see if we can find somebody waiting somewhere.
I'm sure somewhere on the Berkeley campus there's a fucking webcam.
Oh my god.
I don't know if we have time for that, though. I only have 30 minutes left.
But I know, but
we might
still.
We might do it on Tuesday. When is we can call him back. I'm going to write down this number or put it in my text file and we can call him back.
See, you do write it down in a fucking Lisa Frank spiral notebook.
Oh, they do. They've got the Sproul Plaza, Lawrence Hill, Citrus headquarters. They've got like the share cam on Sproul Plaza even.
Nice.
We should try that on Wednesday night. Let's see. When is he going? He wants to go on Thursday, January 27th. So this is perfect for the fun show on Wednesday.
Oh, what? Tell him you're going to pick him up the night before.
Just say, hey, I want to meet you first.
Yeah, I'm in town.
Yeah.
I've had a couple drinks.
We should get that hotel room we were talking about.
I totally thought it was longer.
And we'll start fresh in the morning.
That makes it even funnier. Like, stop halfway, like, after an hour.
Oh, I know. I assumed he thought it was far, because I was like, oh, dude, this is when he's going to call bullshit on it. But he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll take the cost. I can't believe there isn't a bus or something.
Oh, I'm sure there's a bus, but he's a Berkeley student, so...
He's poor, but then he's willing to pay for a hotel room and any expenses.
I know. He's like, the bus is too good for me.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. But anal sex with two guys that I just met isn't bad.
I think he was thinking that you meant, like, when you get to L.A.
Yeah.
He has to pay for your room.
No, but then no. He said no. Like, we'll stop halfway through the trip and refresh ourselves. and then started talking about, I have a couple of drinks, and, you know, maybe my buddy will join in.
Diaz, that was awesome. Thank you.
I thought at any moment you were fitting to say, I'll put him on the phone, and I was going to be like, what's up there, fruitcake?
I never thought of it. I was just like, yeah, anyways.
Can I bring a friend? He's extra large.
You don't mind if I record this. I just got out of Chino last week. I got used to these little guys in there.
San Francisco. See, like, this... It looks so big, man. It looks
like
such
a long ride. It's zoomed in, dude. Everything is scale.
Everything looks larger when it's zoomed in.
Yeah. When something's in, like, you know, in your mouth or in your ass, it feels a lot bigger than it looks.
We need someone else to call in so I can hang up on Dios.
Why would you want
that? I'm kidding.
Oh, why? You can only have two callers?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, I'll hang up, no problem.
No, don't go.
Okay.
No, nobody else is calling anyway. Why don't you just connect people until it sounds bad anyway?
I don't know. I don't want it to turn into a clusterfuck.
Well, that's going to be on the fucking LA trip.
You know, it's really funny that whenever you have some bullshit to say, I can hear you perfectly. But when you have something actual, real to say, it cuts out.
Oh.
It just did that. Let's call Chris Ellerbeck.
Oh, Jesus.
See, it's cutting out now. Oh, he's busy. A likely story. The kid's 14.
He's getting his fucking reel ready so he can be a goddamn Hollywood movie star.
Yeah, what is he doing? Ellerbeck.
What's up?
Ellerbeck.
What's up?
You're broadcasting live on the Fun Show.
Oh my god.
Have you been listening?
No, sorry. I've been talking with other peeps.
Peeps?
So I'm on the Fun Show. Is there going to be a podcast?
Only if I feel like it.
Well, there's got to be now, because Ellerbeck's on it. He's a fucking star.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm recording it. I can send you, you know, the recording.
Okay. On 5.5-inch floppies.
Yeah.
So, how many people are listening?
Well, Diaz is on. Laugh Track Matt is on. So, all three of them are listening to me now on Skype. And
how many are listening on that stream?
According to the cactiradio.com website, there are currently 13 hacksaws that are listening.
Oh, nice. That's good numbers for fucking Cacti Radio.
Hey, it's more numbers than my first show. Yeah,
it's because I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking love me.
Yeah.
Well, Ellerbeck, I just wanted to see what you were doing. And
I'm just playing Call of Duty.
Do you want to call Dallin?
No. Never, ever.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do it for you.
You guys want to know something about Dallin?
What?
Okay, so he got this chick pregnant.
Oh, by the way, For people that weren't listening over last weekend, or no, it was Thursday night, I think. I forgot what night, but one of these nights I played, I think it was Tuesday, actually. I played a prank call that Chris Ellerbeck and I did to this kid named Dallin, and the kid sounds like he's crying, and he's like, I hate you, you're Chris Ellerbeck, and I hate you, and I'm gonna kill you.
That's awesome.
And then we got off the phone, and Ellerbeck was like, wow, I'm dead.
Yeah,
this kid is gangsta.
That was some scary stuff.
Is he, like, at home polishing his gun, staring at a picture of you right now?
Probably. He doesn't hate me anymore, so let's try not to call him.
But at least you're training by playing Call of Duty, so you know a little something about guns and killing too.
What's your update, Ellerbeck?
My update on what?
You
usually got some news
on Dallin.
Okay. He got on Dallin.
Yeah, he got abroad pregnant.
Dallin got one of my best friends pregnant.
Oh no!
How do you have a friend that's a girl? Have you tried to fuck her yet?
No. Did I have to?
Pussy.
Is it who I think it is?
Cassie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at taking care of those things.
I know that sounds really wrong, but it's not as wrong as it sounds.
Wait, what did you say?
Nothing.
He said he's waiting for marriage.
Oh. What? That's like, good.
A good Christian.
That's good.
What's good?
The waiting for marriage, it's good.
I've never said anything about marriage.
Oh, well, I would wait for marriage, but I don't think I'm getting married again, so.
Nobody's marrying a fucking broad with an infected eye and two kids.
Thanks. Yeah, so, anyway.
Anyway.
Do you have anyone else we can call Ellerbeck?
Oh, God, people always get so pissed off when they figure out how I don't know.
That's kind of the point, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but they get it's okay if they get pissed off on the phone, but they get pissed off in real life too. Mad at me and beat me up at school.
You should make recordings of them saying "Go away, PLA." at school,
I'll get on Facebook and find someone I don't like that won't try to kill me.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just kidding.
Why is everyone trying to kill you? Just call him and fuck him?
Call him.
He's that famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, people want to kill me because they're stalkers and I'm famous.
Because they're haters.
They're hating. They don't have their face on no fucking currency.
Haters gonna hate, yo.
That's right.
Well, Ellerbeck, I'll let you get back to your game.
No, I want to stay on.
You want to stay on?
Yes.
No.
Please.
Okay.
Man, I'm such a pussy. I'm just like...
Hey, this is Chris. Back. Leave a massage.
Let's call Courtney. Leave her a message.
Have you seen her new Facebook picture? I'm one of her top followers.
Oh, no. She hasn't accepted my request.
Oh. Well, dude, that's
call her on Skype. I don't have her actual number.
Says something about your personality.
Do you have her actual number?
I have her Skype thing. I don't think she's on.
Do you have her actual number?
No. Oh, it's on her Facebook. It's on the info.
Oh, okay. I'll go look at that real quick. Hold on. This is Courtney. Leave a message.
She's adorable. She's got a little too much goddamn metal in her face, though.
I don't see her name. I don't see her phone number.
It's way on the bottom.
Yeah, but she's not my my friend.
You can't go to her info just?
I did, but I'm not her friend, so I can't see her phone number.
Well, maybe.
She has hidden from people like
she hid people like you that she won't accept.
Wait, you want to call someone that I know?
Yet.
Huh? What
Ellerbeck?
You want to call people I know?
Sure. If we can fuck with them.
Okay, here, just a second. Oh, God.
Are you dying, man? Don't die. Fuck. Stay with us.
The cheapest thing hate dogs. They're gay.
I love my dog.
Give me a first letter.
K.
K. You want to mess with my uncle?
Sure. I didn't know. You probably don't want to do that. That'll make a holiday awkward, won't it?
Guys, I'm sorry if my level is low. The people on Skype can hear me, but the broadcasting program can't hear me very well, so...
Oh, does it sound terrible? Are you listening to it?
Well, somebody just commented on Facebook that the level's low, and I'm trying.
Yeah, that's the number. Let me tell you about my uncle.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. So, he lives in Kimberley, B.C.
So he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Does he smoke the chronic or what?
No, he does not.
Yeah, he's Canadian. They all do. You, or should I say, okay. You all do.
He used to live with us a lot. I don't know if that's going to help.
When he was in and out of jail.
Do you want to talk to him or do you want us to?
Oh, dude, I'm not talking to him. Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
I think...
Okay. Are you there?
Green man?
Here, go to Facebook, see if you can get
it. Dude, it got disconnected.
What?